Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I have been pumping this interview all day because I'm very excited about it. You all know I'm a huge fan of Red State, redstate.com. They come out with a lot of great stuff. And there's always a name that I keep printing off stories. This author writes about everything from Dr. Fauci to Brian Stelter to John Rahm today to Joe Manchin. There's no stories this author does not cover. Nick Arama, thank you so much for joining the Grace Curley Show.
Oh, sure. Glad to finally be on and talk with you.
All right, Nick, so I want to start with the John Rahm of it all, because not a lot of people, well, people covered it, but the headlines I was reading, and I'll give you an example. There was a headline that said, you know, we can't put sports above COVID. And there was all these takes on how this was the real virtuous and good thing to do. To break this down for people, John Rahm was ahead. He was playing, as you point out, he was making amazing shots at the PGA's Memorial Tournament. Nick, break down what happened and why you found this so infuriating.
Well, you know, he was at 18 under par. He was 6 shots in the lead above anyone else. He was basically walking away with the tournament. And after he finished the third round, they came up to him live on air and told him that he had tested positive for COVID, the Wuhan coronavirus, and so therefore he would have to withdraw. And you could just see the heartbreak on the man's face. It just really was something else. And the incredible thing is, where could you get more socially distanced than in golf?
Right.
Right? I mean, you could just say, finish by yourself.
Right, right. Carry your own bag. Right. Don't have a caddy.
Carry your own bag. And I'm sure he would have loved to carry his own bag since he just lost out on, you know, the almost $1.7 million prize because he had to withdraw.
Right. And Nick, I don't want to interrupt you, but the people who came over to him to tell him that he had to withdraw, they got very close to him. In fact, one of them was actually patting him on the back.
He touched him.
It goes to this idea that none of this makes any sense, which brings me to another story. I don't know how you write all these because you are a busy, busy woman. But another story about Jill Biden, or Dr. Jill Biden, and Dr. Fauci visiting Harlem. I want to get into the protesters. But first, you pointed out in your piece, nothing they were doing made any sense. They had the masks on. They're fully vaccinated. They were shaking hands with people. It was a very odd PR stunt.
Right. Presumably they're there to tell you, get vaccinated. Vaccination works. And you want to get vaccinated so that you can go back to normal and not have to wear a mask. And yet, there they are, wearing masks. So they're trying to tell that to the many of the young people that were there. But if you think about that logically, then how is what they're doing making sense?
Right. And there was at one point you mentioned that Dr. Jill offered to hold the hand of a 14-year-old boy who was getting the shot.
And he turned her down flat.
Yeah, he said no. Which is amazing. But tell us a little bit about the protesters. What were they saying? And do you think the worm is turning here with Dr. Fauci?
I do think it is. And first, I want to recognize the people that got some good video of the protesters, Freedom News and Scootercaster. They get a lot of good information that we frequently comment on from New York. And so I just wanted to mention that and recognize their effort in that regard. But yeah, you had dozens of people out there with a variety of different signs, some of which were had a little bit of profanity, and calling for firing Dr. Fauci, and just letting them know that they really weren't buying what he had to sell them there that day.
And you actually brought up in your piece here that Dr. Fauci was on with Rachel Maddow, and I haven't seen sound of this, but he claimed the attacks on him were attacks on science.
Yes, exactly. He did. Which, if you think about it, takes some kind of hubris to say that. Nobody should ever question him because he is, you know, the personification of science.
Right. It's just completely outrageous. Speaking of outrageous, though, Nick, I do have to ask you a little bit about this Brian Stelter interview. Brian Stelter was interviewing Jen Psaki. What are your takes? I mean, I've read your take at Red State, so I know it. But you have to be kind of amazed with the media at this point.
Well, he really is something else. He has a show, Reliable Sources, where he's supposed to be commenting on media, but the responsibility of media is supposed to be holding the powerful to account. It's supposed to be asking those questions of people like Jen Psaki to what is your explanation for these things, not, you know, what did we, the press, get wrong, and making it all about Brian Stelter and basically sucking up to Psaki. What an odd interview that truly was.
Yeah, it really was. It was really pathetic, and you know, she didn't give any answers, and not that he even asked her any questions. Like you said, the questions were just absolutely insane. But another thing I wanted to ask you about here, just really quickly, Nick, is the Biden failed to remember D-Day. And this comes on the heels of Kamala Harris saying, enjoy the long weekend for Memorial Day. Am I crazy? This is starting to feel like it's purposeful.
Well, you would think, I mean, he has not, you know, people taking care of his social media for him, one would presume. And that they keep up on, they would keep up on things that are very important. So one has to ask, is it truly very important when he does not actually put anything on there? He had two tweets. He tweeted about the Tulsa race massacre, and he tweeted about that we're getting America back on track. Now, he doesn't explain how it's off track. or exactly how he's putting it back on track. In fact, he's getting it off track with what he's been doing. But, nothing at all on D-Day.
Yeah, and Jen Psaki, we'll have the audio for you guys after the next break, but she tried to kind of explain this away. And again, no one ever answers anything. You know, it's just, it's all semantics and you know, oh, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll circle back. No one ever gives an actual answer. Nick, thank you so much for joining the show. Where can people follow you on Twitter and read all your stuff at Red State?
Well, you know, obviously they can come to Red State at redstateoneword.com. And click on my name there and check out all my stories. And then on Twitter, I'm at Nicorama OG is my Twitter handle.
Yes, and your actual handle is Dr. Nicorama, and I thought that you were a real doctor, and one of your Red State colleagues had to tell me, no, that's a play on Dr. Jill Biden. And I said, okay, I get it. Nick, thank you very much for joining the Grace Curley Show. We hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you very much.
Guys, when we get back, I have this this story that I had talked about earlier. This is a story about North Face, and you guys might remember this. I don't know if we did it in producer's picks or what, but it stuck with me. This company wanted to get jackets made for their company. It was an oil and gas company, and they reached out to North Face. You've seen people like this. You drive through Boston, you'll see all these, you know, guys, and they all have the Patagonias on or whatever, and it's their company name on it. So they wanted to do it with North Face. They were probably going to pay them thousands of dollars for these jackets, and North Face did not want to do it because they were an oil and gas company. Now, what this company did is one of the most epic trolls I've seen in a long time. It's right up there with raising $100,000 for AOC's abuela. This is real Trump-level trolling, and we have the audio to prove it. This reminds me of the Goya beans when they said AOC is our number one employee. I mean, conservatives are getting very good at this, and I have to tip my hat. So we'll get to that on the other side, 844-500-4242. Holding up the thunderstorm for you guys right now. Allergy season is here. That means one thing. You need this. I know it looks small, but let me tell you, this thing is powerful. You just plug it in, whether you cook, whether you have a dog, whether you have a smoker in the house, whether you have pollen issues. This is the machine for you. It's very inexpensive. It's very small. It's very quiet. But damn, does it work. Jared, tell them how this worked for you specifically. And you know what? I know you talk about your allergies a lot. But I think another part of this that would be interesting to people is your comic book collection.
Yes, I do have some comic books, and some from the 70s and 80s. And they all kind of have that old paper smell. Some of it's even a little mustier than that. And it's, you know, it's in a small room.
It's like a library smell.
Yeah, that library smell. So it actually takes care of the library smell, because it's not just about the pollen, the allergens, the virus, the pollutants, the stuff that it gets rid of in the air. It gets rid of odors because it actually sends out ions. It ionizes the air around you, which creates a super oxygen, which eliminates all that stuff. And any odor you have, it gets rid of.
Yes. All you have to do to get this is use code word GRACE10. You'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. That means you're getting the lowest price available. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE10. So that's GRACE and the number 10 at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE10. We will be back. We'll take your calls. Wannabe woke company North Face gets exposed over its use of petroleum, and this is an epic troll you do not want to miss. We will be back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. One of my texters just wrote in about Maya Wiley's partner who hired the private patrol cars for the mayoral candidate, the New York City mayoral candidate. And I know I was a little rushed here at the end because my texters can't believe this is the actual story. But she spoke out on the issue after being exposed for paying $550 a month for private security car to patrol the street she lives on in Prospect Park, Brooklyn. Now, keep in mind, this woman, Maya Wiley, she wants to defund the police. And her partner, Harlan Mandel, he began paying the $550 annual fee without telling her. And she said it was because he had been traumatized by a 2001 mugging that hospitalized him for 6 weeks. And a lot of people are pointing out, listen, you are traumatized after you get mugged, but a lot of people get mugged in New York, and defunding the police is not helping. And I'm not making light of what this man went through, but the old expression is a Republican is a Democrat who's been mugged, but now it's a Democrat gets mugged and hires a private patrol car and still tries to push through their crazy agenda and defund the police, or at least supports their girlfriend, Maya Wiley, in defunding the police. It's crazy. Before we get to the woke company who got trolled, epically trolled, let's first do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. From the MAGA dark roast to their drain the swamp medium roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. It's spelled C-O-V-F-E-F-E. That's doyoucovfefe.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's the biggest narcissist? Andrew Cuomo, Barack Obama, Dr. Fauci, or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris is really creeping up there. The giving out cookies with your face on it even if you didn't ask for them to be made, still not a good look. Like, I was...
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
I was telling Howie this. I said, yeah, but Howie, we would do the same thing. We wouldn't want those cookies to go to waste. And Howie said, yeah, but we haven't been making people wear masks for a year. You know, we aren't already accused of being Democrat hack narcissists. So it's, you got to read the room. You know, you got to say, listen, we might have to throw away this basket of cookies, but at least we're not giving conservative Twitter a reason to troll us, right? I'm going to say Andrew Cuomo wins.
Andrew Cuomo at 19%, in the lead at 61% Barack Obama.
All right, now there is an interesting story. Chris Wright is the CEO of Liberty Energy, and he made an ad exposing North Face over its hypocrisy of talking bad about the oil and gas industry. They didn't just talk bad. They refused to make his company zip-ups or sweatshirts or whatever it was they wanted. And it was all virtue signaling. You know, they said, oh, we're not gonna make those because we don't support your industry. And Chris Wright and Liberty Energy, they really did expose these liberal hypocrites. Let's play this, cut 21.
I'm Chris Wright, CEO of Liberty Energy. North Face recently came out against my industry, even refusing to let one of my competitors put their company logo on a North Face jacket. I went through North Face's website of wide-ranging products, and I failed to find a single product that wasn't made out of oil and gas. The great majority of North Face's products, jackets, backpacks, outdoor pants, shirts, shoes, hats, etc., are dominantly made out of the oil and gas that we so proudly produce. Globally, 60% of all clothing fibers are made out of oil and gas. For North Face, it is likely 90% or more. So North Face is not only an extraordinary customer of the oil and gas industry, they are also a partner with the oil and gas industry. So thank you, North Face.
Excellent.
And you're welcome.
Excellent job. Excellent job. I thought his company was the one that asked for the jackets, but he did this for one of his competitors. He was so frustrated with the hypocrisy for one of his competitors. Yeah, it's just do as I say, not as I do. It's all to be woke. It's all to virtue signal. And the same goes, and I'm glad I read this at the same time as the Maya Wiley story, because it's the same with all of these progressives who want to defund the police and all these liberals who want to transform America. They're very comfortable transforming America once they have $1 billion in the bank and they can take private jets everywhere. And they're not going to have to get in the kayak with you to go to Hawaii. Everybody's really into the big changes once they know that they're set. Because they're not going to have to suffer. I mean, Pete Buttigieg can put his bike in an Escalade and go a few miles and then get out and do a little PR, you know, photo paparazzi session, and he's going to be fine. But you're going to be the one who can't fill up their gas tank without breaking the bank. Do you agree with me on this? It's always the people who are living these cushy, wonderful lives that want to take away your guns. They want to put in TCI. They want to take away your straws. And I'm not saying I really half this stuff. I know it's like, who really cares? But they don't have to do any of it. That's the frustrating part. We're the ones who have to. Transforming America means transforming your life for the worse. And their life stays the same. It just keeps getting better. Barack Obama buys the house in the vineyard. He hasn't slowed the rising tides or whatever it was he promised. But he's got that fancy house. And you know, you're just going to have to fix the climate. And you're going to have to go along with all this nonsense. But nothing changes for them. Defund the police, but we'll hire patrol cars.
Yeah, you can come up with these problems when you don't have to deal with real everyday problems. You can just sit around and make stuff up. I don't have to worry about my kids, not being in school right now. So, just keep everything closed. Keep it safe.
Yeah, you're right. It's like their priorities are they're allowed to have these pie in the sky ideas because they're not dealing with real world everyday problems like the rest of us. When we get back, You know what time it is. It's almost time for producer's picks. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone. I think we hit all the big news stories of today. There's just one more thing I want to play, Jared, before we get to, the favorite segment of the day. Can we hear Dr. Jilly and Dr. Fauci at the VAC site in Harlem? Cut 15, please.
I want to thank you all for coming, because this is how we get the word out. We want everyone 12 and older to come get vaccinated. We're really working hard because we have to get back to life as normal.
This is a historic place that I've known since I was a child, being a New Yorker myself, and to actually be in this place with all of the extraordinary people who are working out as the messengers to get people vaccinated. We're going to end this outbreak for absolutely certain. Yes. And the vehicle to ending it is vaccination. And that's what's going on right here. And that's why I'm so impressed by it being here and so honored to be here.
Yeah. He's like Obama with the eyes, myself, me, my story, my life. Who he might, you know, Jared, I might have to switch up my answer after hearing that. All right, without further ado, it's time where I can just sit back, relax, and tune into Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
All right, you know how it works. Jared Diglio, my producer, goes through the stories that are speaking to him today. Jared, what do you got?
Two doctors walk into a vaccine in Harlem. Oh, sorry. All right. So yesterday was, in fact, D-Day, the 77th anniversary of D-Day. And while the people at the highest, you know, offices in the land don't recognize it, I would like to say that, yes, it is D-Day. It is worth commemorating for all of the obvious reasons. But the White House press briefing room was full today for the first time ever. So everybody was excited that they were at full capacity. Nary a journalist to be found. However,
good point. I mean, you can have as many people in there as you want, but if no one asks any questions, then what's the point?
However, the one horse pony, Peter Doocy, was there, and he, you know, asked the question that everybody is wondering, and Jen Psaki responded.
And then just quickly, a housekeeping thing. Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump all commemorated D-Day anniversaries on D-Day, on the D-Day anniversary. Why didn't President Biden?
Well, I can tell you that certainly the his value for the role that men and the men who served on D-Day and the memory of them, the families who have kept their memories alive over the course of years on this day, is something the president has spoke to many, many times in the past. It's close to his heart, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's more we would have to say on.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's more means we're drafting some emergency tweets as we speak. You noticed she was about to say men and women?
Yes.
But there was a little issue with that. Actually, I can't take credit because I think it was Miranda Devine tweeted out. Yeah, here it is. She said she started to say men and women of D-Day, but there were only men, which is probably why it doesn't matter to these guys.
Yes, there were no maternity flight suits on the beaches of Normandy.
Damn it.
All right. Well, we have more journalism in the news, shall we say. Journalism and producers picks. This was, we actually heard from him earlier, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who was talking about the wind being at Joe Biden's back. He talked for a while, and he took a question from everyone's favorite PBS pundit, Yamiche Alcindor.
My question is, can you talk a bit about how President Biden plans to convince, especially our European allies, that former President Trump was an anomaly in some ways? All of the things that he did to, in some ways, traumatize those leaders, calling into question the need for NATO. What's the plan there? And is he concerned that those scars are going to be deeper than his ability to address them in this one trip?
I think our...
She cannot be serious at this point. That's the only question you have? With everything that's happening, hacking, the pipeline, JBS, all you can come up with is, can you tell us how Joe Biden's going to explain that Trump was bad and Biden is good? These people, I don't understand how they look themselves in the mirror. This is pathetic. That is a joke. Keep in mind, this is the same woman, this PBS anchor, Yamiche Alcindor, who basically, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm probably being more generous with my paraphrasing, said, Joe, everybody's crossing the border because you're so nice and sweet and decent and moral. Can you tell people why you're so awesome and nice and why they should love you? Pathetic. Really, really bad. She's up there with some of the worst journalists out there.
Yes, she is. She enjoyed the cookies. All right, we have a royal update.
I wish a lot of luck to Harry, because he's going to need it.
The famously insane European monarchies of the 19th and 20th centuries.
Hello, cheeky. You is much fitter than you look in them coins.
I have a feeling I know what this update is going to be.
You know where this update is going. All right, Meghan and Harry, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, have welcomed their new baby, a girl, to the world a few days ago, but the name was released today. The name is Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. They are going to call her Lily.
Yeah, there's different reports out there. Some experts, some royal experts, are saying that the Queen will be offended by this because Lilibet was kind of a nickname. I think her dad called the king called her that for a while, and then also
that was actually her grandfather.
Oh, her grandfather. Okay.
Yes, George V.
George V, and then also Philip called her that a lot, Lilibet. That was kind of like a
Family nickname or
a very personal, casual nickname or familiar nickname, which is not something that the royals, they're mostly known for being so distant and so cold. So it's a very warm thing that he would call her that. And so some people think she'll be offended by this because it's not her actual name and it's a nickname. But then other people are saying she was consulted before and she doesn't have a problem with it. I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I'm team queen no matter what.
Double shot today. We got the royal update, and now we have
Tales from Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddlin' town.
That's everyone's favorite toddlin' town.
What is going on in Chicago?
Mayor Beetlejuice's Chicago. Well, 55 people were shot over the weekend, 5 of them fatally, but that's, that's just another weekend in Chicago. No, I want to talk about this. Three women were twerking on a crawling Chicago police cruiser. Yes, Saturday night.
You don't
night.
Hear about twerking as much anymore.
No, you really don't.
It was
don't.
Kind of a fad.
It was. Well, apparently it's alive and well in the Windy City. Yes, there was actually a video going around that, like a social media video on Twitter, of a slow-moving police cruiser going through Chicago, and there were three women on the car. One was on the hood, and one was on the roof, and they were like one was on the kind of leaning against the windshield, and they were all twerking on the patrol car as it was going through the neighborhood while the huddled masses were assembled there, cheering them on and doing whatever insanity they do in Chicago.
Yikes.
Yeah. So if you're listening in Chicago, get out.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, too. It's been run by Republicans for so long.
Yes, it's disgusting white supremacist Republicans in Chicago. How many more Republicans have to destroy Chicago? Pretty lengthy on this day in terms of birthdays. Quite a few celebrity birthdays. June 7th, big day for celebrity birthdays, which includes Jessica Tandy, Liam Neeson, Bear Grylls, Tom Jones, Prince, Mike Pence, former vice president of the United States. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty hefty day. Iggy Azalea, Fetty Wap.
Oh, my gosh. What is it, June 7th?
It is June 7th, but it's also the birthday of one Dean Martin.
Oh, very good.
Much to the delight of Taylor Cormier, which allows us to play this sound cut.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to ride this rigatoni into the sky.
Oh,
That is from Family Guy.
A lot of Geminis in Hollywood, I've noticed.
Yeah. Yes, there are. As a Gemini myself, I can say yes.
Jared, can I make a request? Could we also just play here before we go a little bit of Joe Manchin?
Sure.
To the chagrin of Democrats, he announced that he will not be voting for H.R. 1, which I believe is the For the People Voting Act. This is cut 24.
You will vote against that bill if it gets to the Senate floor.
I think it's the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country. And I'm not supporting that because I think it will divide us further. I don't want to be in a country that's divided any further than I'm in right now. I love my country. And I think my Democrat and Republican colleagues feel the same. If we continue to divide it and separate us more, it's not going to be united, and it's not going to be the country that we love and know, and it's going to be hard because it'll be back and forth no matter who's in power. And that's why I've been protecting the process.
Yeah, we'll see. Joe Manchin always talks a really good game, and then he tends to back down. As Howie says, he's always there when you don't need him. All right, we will be back with Howard Lawrence Carr. Do not go anywhere. The Carr crossover is coming up next.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Today's car crossover is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, so you need the thunderstorm. To get the lowest price for one unit, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE10 to save $10. All right, now it would not be the car crossover without Howie Carr. Thank you very much for joining the show, Howie.
My pleasure.
And I knew right from the beginning what sound cut I wanted to play for Howie. This is an old sound cut. Rumors started swirling, actually not even rumors, just fact, that in 2015, an email was sent to Hunter Biden about his dad from a speechwriter who was venting that Joe just couldn't stay on script. So I was curious about this because the guy kept saying, he keeps telling all these stories, every 2 to 3 paragraphs he goes off script. And we found the speech that he was so frustrated by, and I want to get Howie's take.
Rumors are flying, and I'm not denying.
You're going to have a lot to say about this anecdote. Cut 22, please.
When my father went to get a loan for me to get to college, I was a pretty good athlete and had some opportunities, but I still needed money. And my dad, I went down to where he worked and walked in and asked his secretary where he was. He said, he's outside, honey, in the side of the building. And I walked around to see him, and my dad was pacing back and forth. This is an absolutely true story. And he saw me and looked up. He said, Joey, I'm so sorry. And I thought, God, what happened to my sister, my mother? There's the day before cell phones. Did something happen? I said, what's the matter, Dad? He says, honey, I went to the bank to try to borrow money to get to school. They wouldn't lend me the money, honey. I'm so ashamed. I'm so sorry.
Money, honey. I think maybe we could do What's Your Favorite Honey Song? Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. Honey, I miss you. I think my favorite would be Wild Honey by the Beach Boys. One of the really underrated Beach Boys songs.
I know.
I'm sure there's a million other Honey songs that I just can't remember. Sure. What else would you say?
Taste of Honey.
Yes. There are many, many Honey songs. We should maybe play have 4 or 5 to play as we go through the day, Taylor.
I mean, I know he's 1,000 years old, or should I say 1,000 years old, but his stories sound ancient. Like, they don't even sound like they're from any time in the last 100 years.
Honey, I don't know anyone who called their sons honey or was called honey.
Do you know he was a pretty good athlete, Howie? Any comments on that part of the story?
Well, he did play Division I football.
Right.
Right? And he was the first white athlete at Delaware State.
Absolutely. Now, by the way, Howie, Trump gave a speech this weekend. What
and he got arrested at the girls' dorm at Ohio University.
Yeah, didn't he get arrested too while marching?
With Nelson Mandela. No, he got arrested visiting Nelson Mandela.
He's like Forrest Gump. He's just, his life experiences.
He is. And then the one time he does something, which is shake down the Ukraine, he denies he did it.
Right. Well, before he admitted it on tape, but yeah, then he denied it. All right, so Trump gave a speech over the weekend. It's getting a lot of media attention. Howie, are you going to be talking about this during your show today?
Yes, probably. I watched it. I watched it on Right Side Broadcasting Network. When I tuned in, there were 171,000 people watching it, which is about 170,000 more than Joe Biden gets for his. And this is just on the YouTube channel.
Just so you know, Jen Psaki did a social media YouTube briefing, and that got less than 2,000 views.
As opposed to 171,000 on a Saturday night. Not exactly prime time viewing.
Well, Howie, I don't know if you saw this, but Jake Sullivan, I believe he's the national security advisor, said that when Biden meets with Putin, the wind will be at his back. And Trump actually mentioned...
I hope he's got a couple of rolls of dimes in his pockets to prevent from being blown away. He's such a lightweight.
I hope he's got some railings to hold on to. Actually, Trump mentioned this moment where Biden had fallen up the stairs. Cut 12, please, Jared.
And do you ever notice when he had a hard time going up the stairs on the plane? Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks. The news didn't cover it. Not one network covered it. Now, when I made the best speech I've ever made, they said it was at West Point. And it was pouring, and I had a ramp. There was an ice skating rink, and I called. I said to the general, "I said, General, I may have to grab you because the last thing I'm doing is going down." So I walked gingerly down. That was on every newscast in the world, and I never went down either. I never went on my ass. I'll tell you, I wasn't gonna fall.
How about when they said he has pants on backwards?
Yeah, Snopes had to do a fact check on that.
I mean, that's the craziest thing. I tweeted something out today, and they're going, "Why aren't you writing about Trump having his pants on backwards?" What? I hope you'll get into some of that in Hate Mail Monday today.
Well, Howie, I'm sure you know this, but we had a good amount of hate. The further out we get from the Trump presidency and the more things go right with Joe Biden, the more of his agenda gets pushed through, the angrier these people are getting. I thought they'd be happy now.
So now they're not just angry that we're covering the real news, which they don't like. Now they're accusing us of not covering fake news. They're demanding that we cover fake news, which, I mean, again, I was watching that thing. I think I would have noticed if his pants had been on backwards. I once saw a Herald reporter with his pants on backwards.
Really?
Yeah, that was just...
What was the story there?
The guy would take a drink under extreme social pressure, and he was about 70 years old, and it was near the end of his career.
Yeah.
And it obviously had a rough night.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We put him in a cab, sent him home. But, I mean, are you kidding me? You really think the president of the United States is going to show up? And he's with his daughter-in-law, too. And he's with all these, he's with the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, all these congressmen, Mark Meadows.
They're grasping at straws. All right, Howie has an incredible show planned. Do not go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Ooh.